This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We got college football this weekend. Believe it or not, the season starts. Mike, you went to the Ireland game, right, last year?
Yeah, man. For Georgia Tech fans, it was a blast. For Florida State fans, not so much fun. But yeah, it was a great way to kick off the season for Coach Brent Key and company, and they just ran it right down Florida State's throat. Florida State scored first, and then Georgia Tech used that physicality to win over the game.
Saturday, things get started. And as we start this road to the college football playoff and Iowa State, K-State, you got Fresno, Kansas playing. I mean, Stanford, Hawaii. There's some games that are going to happen. And then obviously the following Saturday it gets real with Texas kicking it off with Ohio State, a rematch of the semifinal game. But, Mike, as we talk about what's going on around college football, let's start first because Friday, guys, we had a short show. And this news just permeated over the weekend with Michigan as people were reacting and kind of just taking it all in. And I just kind of want to rehash this because as we discussed on Friday, and it was very passionate because we both feel like they blatantly cheated.
Right.
They knew it. Harbaugh knew it. And so now, you know, people around the Big Ten have had a chance to react. And it's kind of funny, Mike. Any and everybody, because it's Michigan, has had a chance to take a shot. They've taken those shots because they're like, look how guilty you guys are.
Right. And look, the NCAA, is, if you hadn't seen it, I know it's, as you said, it's not like it was a news dump. It's kind of a news dump on a Friday because everyone's saying, how do you not vacate the championship? Those, you basically said you spend tens of thousands of dollars, you know, on a group of guys stealing the signals. You had a whole crew to do this. They had their own office. Right, I mean, and the coach was certainly aware of it. Jim Harbaugh, you know, he plays loose and fast with the facts, and it is a fact. And people specifically, Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin fans are going, wait a minute, this is nonsense. Ohio State fans certainly have the right to bellyache because they lost one of their best coaches in Tressel over something which seems like minuscule compared to this. This is institutionalized cheating. So a lot of folks say, look, you're going to have fines and penalties. It could reach as much as $30 million. The coach gets another penalty. He's going to miss two games. You got show cause for that Connor Stallions guy. Meanwhile, the entire season is intact. 15 victories you piled up and none get vacated. So a lot of people are saying this doesn't wash. And folks have looked back at other NCAA decisions saying the precedent's been set in basketball and football. You've got to vacate those games. They're not. Because Michigan apparently too big to fail.
They, if they're good enough, don't know if they will be this year in this Big Ten, but if they're good enough, what Mike's telling them is they could get to the playoffs and they could go back
right
to the championship. No consequence.
They got a 4-game win streak against the Buckeyes.
I know. No consequence there. Meanwhile, Mike, Tennessee names Joey Aguilar as their starting quarterback. I don't think this is any surprise. He transferred in when Nico transferred out. Coach Heupel saying he's handled himself extremely well. He's extremely comfortable. He's the guy that transferred to UCLA, and he came from App State. Guys, this is the day and age. This is what happens. And I'm not telling you, Mike, that he might not have a good season, but a lot of people feel like, you know, their national championship hopes went out of the window when Nico left. If Joey Aguilar can play up to standard, man, they may still be a very viable team in the SEC.
What is he going to be? What do we know about him from UCLA?
Well, at App State, he was really good. But this got him the opportunity to go to a bigger program at UCLA, right? And we know this. In this day and age of NIL, hey, I can go to UCLA, make more money, maybe get some more exposure because, again, you were going to the Big Ten. Now when this happens and they want Nico over him, he's like, cool, I'll transfer to the SEC. This is a great opportunity for Joey Aguilar.
Big time. And that is still going to be the first, you know, again, he did start in a pretty big game at Mercedes-Benz. We're talking about Gunnar Stockton and then throwing it against Notre Dame. But, you know, look, they'll be fired up. Presumably Tennessee, you know, will. But he, that's the thing. Tennessee, they could lose to Syracuse. I mean, guys, you're telling me Fran Brown, I know he's got to be breaking in a new quarterback, but I think that game is a lot closer than some people are making it out to be as part of the kickoff classic at the Benz.
I think so, too. And the reason why we bring this up is because we're going to find out. Third week of the season, Georgia, Tennessee. We're gonna find out what Joey Aguilar is all about. Meanwhile, Ohio State, talking about the Big Ten, Mike, Julian saying, went to Alabama first, has been named the starting quarterback for Ryan Day and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
This is a dude that, again, you and I were talking off the air, kind of like the same argument that I throw at you sometimes about Quinn Ewers and how Arch Manning couldn't supplant him at times last year. This guy, they say, has got unbelievably quick release. They have the IQ. I mean, that's why he was at Alabama. You really can't blame him for leaving Alabama when Nick Saban retired.
Right.
He was part of that recruiting class. But they say he's got all the tools, so why couldn't he supplant Will Howard, who we always thought was kind of meh at some times. Great, he won a natty, but he also lost some games last year for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be better. Will Howard had so many pros around him. It's the argument about Mac Jones when he was at Alabama. He threw for like 50 touchdowns, Mike, and you look at like 9 or 10 of those guys went to the NFL, and everybody says his job was really easy. All they had to do was get to the playmakers. I don't know if he's going to be better than what they had last year, but last year won him a national championship. So if he is as good, Ohio State should be right back in the mix. But again, I don't expect them to lose to Texas at home. I just don't. I know their favorite. I don't expect them to lose at home.
Man.
But if Arch and company go in there and win –
if ever there's like that moment, like where, because this guy, I mean, yes, when you're part of that royal family of college football, the Mannings, he's kind of been anointed. And that's why a lot of folks like me kept asking you, why isn't he in the game for Texas last year? But you come in, you go into the horseshoe and beat those guys, and Grant, it still sucks. It's a noon game. Thanks, Fox. But you're still going to, you're going to have the hype on him is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to
be. The train's going to be running down the track. That Georgia game is going to be huge. By the way, Alabama injury, you see the Jam Miller's described as an upper body injury, so he's not going to go against Florida State.
Oh, wow.
Their big horse of a running back for Bama will not play in Tallahassee week one.
That's certainly not good. Do they need him to beat Florida State?
I don't know. I wouldn't think so. But, you know, it's still, they can have depth there. But he is a big star. And this is a senior. And, again, second leading rusher last season, behind only Milrow. Milrow, by the way, looks great in the pros when you get a chance to run the ball. See that?
Yeah, Seattle.
Oof, that's something else. And then, by the way, I said it to you. I think I said it earlier in the show. I don't know what was happening. Maybe he was not 100%. Quinn Ewers' release, he played and looked pretty good for the Dolphins when he got in there for them. The ball comes out. Like, so I'm like, wow, okay, maybe he was banged up down the stretch for Texas.
Yeah, well, he was hurt in the commitment to, you know, all the money they were paying him. Either way, I think, Mike, let me ask you about Alabama. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys, talking about all things college football. We had a great conversation with Connor Riley. If you missed it, go back, rewind on the Odyssey app. You can hear what he talked about when it comes to the second scrimmage for the Dogs this last weekend and what we kind of found out about the team. It's on the Dukes and Bell page. Mm-hmm. Go there. Alabama and Ty Simpson, what do you think? Because he's starting for Alabama.
Right. And a lot of folks, Bama, are saying, you know, like when he's thrown out there, you know, it wasn't exactly overwhelming. That was the year they didn't – remember how shaky the quarterback position looked like, the USF game, et cetera?
Yeah.
But he's sat and waited his time. So, I would see, that's the thing. It's not like – if it's Nick Saban, you feel better about Ty Simpson. There's probably some Bama fans saying, I'm not sold or I'm not sure what Kalen DeBoer is going to be here just yet, based on how things went down. He's got a great recruiting class.
He does.
We know that's coming down the pike. By the way, Bama Central reports it's going to be multiple games for Jam Miller. So that's
a big story. Yeah, that's a big deal.
I mean, that does look. They've got other running backs, but that's a guy that would, to your point, take pressure off of Ty Simpson.
By the way, locally, don't want to leave out Kennesaw State. Mike, they have a transfer. He went from Indiana to Georgia Southern. His name's Dexter Williams. He's going to start for Kennesaw State in their season opener against Wake Forest. There's all this quarterback movement around college football. We know that, but I don't want to leave the local guys out as well, as we'll keep up with everything that's going on there and at Georgia State as well.
And we mentioned it earlier for guys who missed it. Brent Keyes, I joked around with Carl and Day-Day, our producer. I was like, man, this is like right out of something George O'Leary would have said, you know, back in like 2000 or 2000. You know, this guy's terrible. Can't tackle, can't block. It's horrible. No, but Brent Keyes did say that he said it was like dog crap. talking about their scrimmage on Saturday. Brent Key talking about execution, discipline, said too many turnovers, blown assignments, penalties. Now, look, they got time to get ready for Colorado, but Key says that there's a lot of young players and new players on the field, and that's what my buddy, who's a big booster, was saying, how good some of these young guys look on defense. Well, not apparently on Saturday. So a bunch of mistakes. Key also said that the importance of being critical is to improve, so he's not going to sugarcoat it like any good coach would. So he's as a guy that he played for, I mentioned George O'Leary, he's keeping it real. So basically, the only thing Brent didn't say, it's kind of like that line from Rich McKay's dad, John McKay, when the reporter said, what do you feel about your offense's execution? He says, I'm all for it.
That's right.
That's basically how Brent was talking about Tech.
Because they haven't apparently executed the way he wants. Mike, I think they're going to be ready. I've told you guys for months now, I like them against Colorado. I think there are a lot of questions looming for Colorado. You just knew what you were getting with Travis Hunter and Shador. You just felt like, okay, they'll be in games. They may not score enough or get enough stops, but they'll be in it. I think Georgia Tech's going to be ready for that game. The thing is, you know, just going on the road to start the season in that way, and I think he's putting some extra pressure on his guys. But, yeah, man, I'm looking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking forward to that game, too.
Hey, a couple of Syracuse, actually, who knew we had the Syracuse people living amongst us on the text line going, damn right we could beat Tennessee.
Fran's great.
Fran Brown is certainly a guy that knows how to motivate his guys. He, you know, he's on Kirby's staff. For those who don't know, Day-Day, we're going to try to get him on. He was busy, but we're going to try to get him on before the kickoff classic versus the Vols.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.